For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys!
Hey guys.
Welcome to Bring Your Own, a bookish podcast for romance readers. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And today we are going to be talking March through May, spring book releases, what should be on your radar and what is on ours. But before we jump in, what are we reading? What are we drinking?
I'll go first. I have just my regular water, and then I have a Dr. Pepper Cherry Zero. So,
Yeah. What the fuck? Isn't that one of the 37 flavors that are already in a Dr. Pepper?
Oh, is it? I don't know. I don't know all the 37 flavors by heart, so I'm not,
fake fan.
Exactly sure. And then, okay, what am I reading? It's like the week of rereads for me. Also, you guys are going to make fun of me. But after we shit on the Deep End audiobook in the very first episode of the season, we do have like a Deep End episode coming up, so I wanted to reread it, right? But I was already like physically reading a couple of things and I didn't want to add to my pile, so I was like, okay, I'll just like, you know, power through the audiobook. You guys, it's actually, in my opinion, not that bad. Don't shoot me. But listen, do I think that Therese, do I think that she is still a good choice for Scarlett? No, never. Like, of course not. But like, I can get through it and I'm not like, you know, wanting to vomit. Lucas, he's great. I think he is really good. Yeah. Like, again, at first, like, I wasn't totally sure, like, when I first started the book. But the deeper you get into it, I'm like, no pun intended.
No pun intended. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, the further you listen, I'm like, wait, this is he's really good. So anyway, and also I just like caught more, you know, on my reread. So I'm really excited to talk about it next week. But
yeah, you guys,
I re-listened to that. Go ahead, Brandy.
I love that. I'm sorry. I just wanted to interject really quickly and say that my librarian friend at work, who's like in her mid 40s, who I adore, love her so bad. She read Deep End in one sitting yesterday.
Yeah.
At work?
I don't blame her.
No! Sunday was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Today, we're recording this on a Monday. Yeah.
She's like sitting in the corner of the library. The kids are like, can I check out? She's like, get away from me.
That's why I was like, no, concerned. I was like,
oh. She would never. No, yeah. No. She's a speed reader. She loved it.
I love that. So I re-listened to that, and I just started another reread of something I've already read, Swept Away by Beth O'Leary, which I really loved that arc. Thank you, PRH Audio.
It's on audio?
It's on. Yeah, it's on there, girl. Go get it.
Oh, my God. That's my next listen. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, you're re-reading physically? That's crazy.
No. Yeah, because, like, Beth O'Leary has really good audiobook production on all of her books. So I'm really excited. Yeah, the Brits. They got it down. So I'm listening to that. And then I am another rereading Legendborn before Oathbound comes out. So I'm going to reread both of those two books. So I'm currently in the middle of that one. Legendborn by Tracy Dion, by the way, because I did not say that.
Love. I am drinking a beer, an American lager from the Bearded Brewer. I love when we record at night. I love it and I hate it, but I love that I get to drink alcohol when we record at night.
I mean, we can drink alcohol when we record at 10 o'clock in the morning.
You're so right. Who's stopping us? Yeah, we are adult women. That.
Yeah.
I am listening to Ashes and the Star-Cursed King, finally.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys, something is going on with Hoopla, And they got a bunch of those like Podium. Did you see this?
I saw that. Yes.
A bunch of Audible originals that are produced by Podium Audio are all of a sudden on Hoopla. So I had been wanting to reread Six Scorched Roses, and I wasn't going to pay full price for that audio because mm-hmm. it's a very short book
novella,
and it's mm-hmm. on Hoopla. So I re-listened to the novella, yes, by Carissa Broadbent, and that just like sprung me into being ready finally to read Ashes in the Starch, Cursed King. So
I'm curious what you'll think considering what
I'm enjoying it so far. I'm already 50% in. Yeah. I liked the first book. I gave the first book 4 stars. I was just like annoyed at the ending.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, like being away from it, I'm like, now I'm kind of flip-flopped on how mm-hmm. I was about the ending last time. I'm like, girl, shut up, like move on. That's what I'm listening to, and then I am reading Well Actually by Maisie Eddings. That arc, mm-hmm. I'm not sure when that book comes out. May, maybe.
No,
I don't
know,
like August.
Oh, what August. The fuck.
I know.
Why is that already on NetGalley?
I know. I thought it was May, and then I looked it up and it said August, and I was like, oh, oops.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sorry.
I flew through the first 20%, and then I have been stuck there for the like 5 days because I just haven't been like wanting to pick it up. I've been rereading my highlights in other books more than I've been actually wanting to like pick up Well Actually. So I might soft DNF. And just move on because I don't want to put myself back into an eyeball slump. What about you, Kendra?
I am drinking a drink called the Finnish Long Drink.
Okay.
I found it at a liquor store a month ago almost. And it's cranberry flavored. It's 5% alcohol. And I think it's made with gin. Yeah, gin. So it's like a... It's a gin version of like a Nooner. So reading wise, you guys, I have not been reading. Like this time last year, oh my god, I was a reading machine. You couldn't tear a book out of my hands. This time this year, I'm just a busy girl. Yeah. I just haven't been reading. Today I finished the audiobook of All the Right Places by Jennifer Niven. It was my first time listening to the audiobook. I was obsessed with that book when I was like 19, 20, 21. Audio was not bad whatsoever. It's just one of those things where like I had such a distinction of those characters.
Yeah.
And like I've seen the movie and stuff, so the girl I thought did pretty good as Violet, but the guy made Finch sound a little more pretentious, I think, than like what I originally like. He just was delivering his lines with a little some too attitude. Much at times, and I was like, Finch is Finch. Like, he's saying those things, but he's not saying those things like how you are saying those things. Like, you don't got to do all that. But, I mean, it was still good. I mean, all the emotions still hit. And I'm reading something on my Kindle, but honestly, you guys, the title is called You Make My Heart Stop. It's called You Make My Heart Stop.
And I thought you were going to completely forget what you were reading for a second.
No, I was for a little bit, but then I remember the title. I can't tell you who it's by. I don't know
what happened to that shark book you were reading.
Okay, great question. So to track our books, we use this thing called Storygraph, which I love. Mm-hmm. And Storygraph has this feature now where you can pause. And I said bet I paused it because I think that's a book that needs my full attention, and right now my mind is like all over the place, so I'm gonna circle back. So I paused it and I'm like, oh, I love that. Cause I would hate to have like DNF that, you know, your friends are scrolling through your, And then when people are scrolling through your story graph, oh, she DNF'd it. Like must not have been good. No. That's not what I'm saying. It was great what I read, but I want to dedicate time to it. So guys, we'll see how this reading year goes for me. Very slow so far. I'm going to get back.
Quality over quantity.
You know, I don't think that's what's happening here, but I'm just not reading.
I didn't read shit in February last year. February is a bad month for me reading wise.
So maybe we just like swapped because like your January, Brandy, this year was like my January last year. So like you've been like tearing through books and I'm just like, I got through like 9 books in January, which is like the least that I've read in a long time. I think since like the summer, but summer is like busy, you know? So
yeah,
I'll get back to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. C'est la vie.
Yeah.
I can't stop saying that. I can't stop saying c'est la vie and blah, blah, blah. Like I keep finishing sentences with like, and then he was like going to the store and blah, blah, blah. Oh, anyways, slap my hand when you hear it.
You don't do the little French accent every time you say blah, blah, blah.
C'est la vie. Blah, blah, blah.
C'est la vie. Blah, blah, blah. He was going to the store and blah, blah, blah. Anyways.
It's sick.
All right, you guys. You ready to talk spring releases?
Yes.
Let's do it. So we're going to break this up, obviously, by month. And then we have a romance category and a fantasy category.
We kind of had talked about, like, as far as litfic books, like, we love a good litfic mm-hmm. book when we find one that, like, really scratches our brain. And we, some of our favorite books that we've read in the past couple of years have been litfics. But it's hard to, like, categorize the litfic books that are coming out because that space, I feel like, is less on our, like, release radar than mm-hmm. fantasy and romance. Yep. So keep an ear out in our future episodes for if we find any litfic books that we were loving at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, don't hate us if you're like, oh my God, they missed this book. Y'all, we tried.
We don't,
bitches.
We promise.
Yeah. We promise. It's our release radar.
It's our you list. Can tell us which one. Yeah. These are the releases on
release radar.
Our radar.
Yeah.
And we probably still miss some stuff that we're going to be dying to read. But
100%. 100%.
It's hard, you guys.
It is hard. Mm-hmm. When I was making this list, there were a couple I found. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Kinder didn't have this one on here.
Bro, because like.
I know, it's hard. It is. It's tough.
Because there's not like a dedicated. I mean, maybe there is. I don't know where it is. But you know, like with movies, there's always like a website where you can go and like, okay, here are all the movies coming out in March. Here are the movies coming out in April. And it'll be like from like the big blockbusters to like really niche films. I haven't really mm-hmm. found that resource for books.
Yeah.
So
if you do know of that, like if you know a place where that is at, please message it to us on Instagram at bringyourownpod. We would love to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, technically, like I know Goodreads has those like lists of like, you know, most anticipated romance releases, but it's just by like which books have the most have clicked want to read the most. And so that's what like makes it on their lists. So it doesn't necessarily always mean that like stuff that we still have on our radar will make it on that list. So like, you know, you kind of have to go searching on your own sometimes. And that's hard.
No. Maybe if we were like librarians, we would have a resource. Oh. Hey, librarians, like if you're listening. Oh yeah. Wait, Brandy, ask your friend.
Ask your library friend. Like, she reads. I mean, she probably has a good idea of where I could find this. She reads mm-hmm. very different books than me. Mm-hmm. It's not typically. She's a big mystery thriller girl. I'll let her know. I'll ask her. You guys, I'll report back. Tune in next week.
Okay. Cool.
Perfect. We're gonna completely forget about that.
All right. Let's jump in first, obviously, starting with March. And on March 1st, we have The Fall Risk by Abby Jimenez, which is a short story done through, I believe it's Amazon that she's mm-hmm. doing this through. So this comes out March 1st. It is an Amazon original. It's an audiobook narrated by Connor Crace and Julia Whalen, who, you know, we all really enjoy those narrators. So, yes, Brandy, you have your
hand. Sorry, I just raised my hand. Question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I listen to the audiobook early? Because I know that the ebook is available early. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The ebook was available in the Amazon First Reads program if you're in that, which if you have Amazon Prime, you can get for free. So I have read this book. It's cute. Like, it's not like anything crazy, but I mean, you know, it's a short story. So like, you know, there's only so much you can pack within it's literally less than 100 pages.
Yeah.
So, but it was cute. Like, I had a good time. It's very classic Abby Jimenez, like a very unique kind of funny premise that these two people bond over. Essentially, it's like these two live in an apartment, like on the second story, and their stairs like get removed. And so then they are like forced. I'm not going to get further into it, but they are like forced to basically like just hang out. They can't leave their apartments they can't like leave the actual complex, so they just kind of hang out for a little bit. But it was cute, like I enjoyed it. So
a one shot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, look at you using some fanfic.
Do you want to hear something so embarrassing? Hold on.
Yeah.
Want to hear something so embarrassing? The reason I know what a one shot is actually because I did improv in college.
Oh.
Anyways, what's our next release?
Hey, I'm being self-aware. I said it was embarrassing. Give me credit.
I went to art school. All my friends did improv, girl. It's okay.
Guys, it brought me Bailey. I will never regret it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that was pretty cute if you want to read that one. Very first of March. And then the next one on our list is Wild Side by Elsie Silver.
And by the time this episode comes out, we will all have listened to the audiobook.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably.
And when does that come out, Kayla?
That comes out March 4th.
Big day in romance books.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be listening to it because it's narrated by, who was it, you guys?
Jason Clark.
Was it Jason?
I don't know.
Is it Jason and Samantha?
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Hey, yeah, Must Love Audio.
We literally have Google Adder.
Yeah, we're all getting it through Must Love Audio, which is a influencer audio program. I think they still accept signups. So if you want
they have access a wait list to indie, and they just let people in randomly.
Yeah, so if you want access to like indie, well, Elsie's not indie, but her audiobooks kind of are indie releases through audio, you should join their program. It's pretty good.
It is Jason and Samantha. We were correct. Jason Clark and Samantha Brentmore are the narrators.
Perfect. Who we all like. So, yeah. This release, we're cautious about. I don't know. We're expectations are expectations are low. Yeah, they're managed
In the ground.
So,
what? It's true. They are.
We didn't love Wild Love or Wild Eyes, which is obviously like a big disappointment for us. You know, because we all love the Chestnut Springs series. So, we'll see about Wild Side, you know?
Yeah. I have some hope because the way that this one has been set up is fun.
Yeah, sure. The setup has been interesting to me. It's definitely more interesting to me than the other books. So, yeah.
I think it'll be a little deeper given the subject matter that she'll be tackling, which I'm curious to see how Elsie's going to handle it because she has been leaning more silly. And then with Bo, you know, that was I thought we were gonna go a little deeper than what we did, and then we didn't. It was kind of surface level, so I don't know, we'll see where she goes. I want it to be good. I don't want it to be bad. Like, I mean, she's really talented, but you know,
We know what she's capable of because we have read Reckless. We know.
Yes. Yeah. I will send her back to school, you guys.
No, Alamo Community College has Alamo a seat ready.
Okay, and then the next big release to us, well, and should be yours too, is Promise Me Sunshine by Cara Bastone, which we've talked it seems like every single episode since we've read it. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, if you haven't heard, Ready or Not was a lot of people's favorites last year, including ours, and Cara Bastone has just kind of become a favorite author of all three of ours, and especially her audiobooks are fantastic, narrated by Alex Finke. Yes, Brandy.
Yeah, Kayla, when are you going to read her Harlequin trilogy?
It's
not a trilogy. They're interconnected standalones, but girl, get on it.
Yeah. How can you say she's one of your favorite authors, but you haven't done the backlist, babes?
Girl, I can say a lot of my favorite authors are my favorite authors, and I haven't read their entire backlist. Abby Jimenez is a prime example.
Okay, but that's like cautionary, like don't
okay,
go.
Okay, okay, okay.
We told you not to go.
I know.
With this, but, like, the trilogy is so good. Like, okay. Very easy reading.
I know. I'm sorry.
Just next time you don't know what to listen to, consider it.
Okay.
But remember, audiobooks aren't that great, so you need to go in knowing that.
Just focus on the story.
Then, yeah, just story. Change the voice. Until you get listen to the line, and then change the voice in your head, and then be like, that seems good. Like a lot of work. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I do it all the time with, like, certain people, so.
Yeah. But anyway, that comes out March 4th. You're probably, if you've listened to this podcast, any of our past few episodes, you've probably heard it, and you're tired of us, like, banging it over your head. But we'll continue to do so.
Get more tired, because we're going to do a whole episode on Promise Me Sunshine.
Yeah.
We can talk ad nauseum about this book. It's so good.
Yeah. And then a couple weeks later, we have The Love We Found by Jill Santopolo, which comes out March 18th. Now, Kendra, you've read this one, correct?
I have. Yes, I read an arc of it in January. And this is a sequel to Jill Santopolo's The Light We Lost, which was a huge book when it came out. It was one of Reese Witherspoon's first book club picks when she launched her book club, which is now taken over the world. I loved that book. It was a book, though, that was open-ended. So I didn't think that there I was okay with it being open-ended. So I didn't think there needed to be a sequel. I mean, there were things that I had questions on for sure, but I was fine, like, playing the what if game in my head about those questions. So with her coming back, I was like, is this a money grab? Debatable. It was still good. It was still good. You know, like, I think two things can be true at once. Cause I don't think her other books have done quite as well as, the Light We Lost, but I really liked it. So if you read The Light We Lost and you want more of Lucy and her messy, messy, messy life, oh, that girl, you will get more of her. And it was really sweet. And I was reading it at the time when the California wildfires were happening. And there was a character in the book who was a photographer. He would photograph world events, specifically like a lot of tragedy. Mm. So he was always on like the front lines of stuff. Mm. And so maybe like it felt very timely because I was looking at a lot of the photographs and like these photographers who were essentially like risking their lives to capture, you know, people's own lives and their memories and stuff and like their pets, and there are so many images that have now like stayed because of that. So that part, yeah. I don't know, it felt like a very, it was not cool, that's not the right word,
powerful.
Yeah,
it was powerful that I was reading that book at the same time and was able to like connect the two. So yeah, I thought it was really good and yeah, solid, you know, middle-aged white woman rich people drama. If you like cheating, Jill Santopolo is your girl. She loves the cheating trope. And I got to stand by her.
Okay. There you go.
When someone writes the cheating trope over and over, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Do you cheat?
Over and over.
No. Brandy, deadass. Like, the things that Jill Santopolo has her characters do, I'm like, it's kind of like Carly Fortune, too, where I'm like, yeah. What are you trying to say here, you know? Like, what have you done?
Yeah.
What are you trying to absolve yourself of right now?
Yeah.
Because I'm just being entertained. I haven't done shit. What have you done?
So you would recommend is the bottom line?
Yeah. Obviously, sure. You can't jump into this book blind. You need to read The Light We Lost. It won't hit the same. And I think if you like The Light We Lost, this one won't top that for you, but it won't disappoint you either. Because I was looking at other reviewers and we all felt the same way. Like, it was just nice. Like, okay. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Which is sometimes all you need from a sequel.
And one of the last ones we have in March for the romance releases is If I Dig You by Colby Wilkins. I'll be honest, I didn't know like anything about this book when I put it on the list. It's a sapphic adventure romance, and I liked it because of the cover.
Yeah, all I know about Colby Wilkins is she got whacked a couple months ago.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, lot of What's Native people said that she was faking her Native heritage. So I don't know how, if that's been resolved or anything.
Kayla.
Well. Maybe do your research before reading this one then.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely, like Kayla said, look into this one before you decide to read. Because again, I'm not sure of the end result of that. I personally will probably not be picking up a Colby Wilkins book based off of
that's some interesting. That I've seen. When you were like, oh, she was in some controversy, I was like, oh, tea, drama. And then it was like actually kind of serious. And I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Were you expecting like, oh, you know, she got mad at a reviewer?
Something like that.
No, it's like potential cultural appropriation.
Yeah. Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
Moving on to fantasy in March. There's a few that I'm excited about. Rage Picker by Cassie Clare, our queen, Cassandra Clare, comes out on March 4th. Big day for book releases, March 4th. Mm-hmm. I still have not read, what's the first one called?
Swordcatcher.
Yeah, I still have not read Swordcatcher.
Same.
Mostly because I feel such withdrawal from the Shadowhunters universe constantly that I'm just saving it.
Yeah. I don't know how it'll be reading a series by her as it's coming out.
Because
up until now, I want the answer. I'll just move on to the next book. What do you mean I have to wait? That's why I'm nervous, Brandy, when Wicked Powers comes out. Because you know how she likes to wait 3 years. Yeah. Like, oh, Cassie. So.
Yeah. We'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
Kayla, what if you read Swordcatcher?
No, because Brandy, I asked her if she wanted to read it, and she said no.
I did?
You should buddy read it. Yeah, I mean,
we haven't been annoying about that one.
What if we, like, buddy read Swordcatcher? You said no.
As the pod.
Oh. Yeah, if we do it as the pod.
When's the last time we buddy read a book all together? It was Into the Dark. It's been over a year.
Has it?
Boo. Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
We've done, like, duo buddy reads, and then the third one reads it later a lot, but.
Yeah, we'll see.
Also on March 4th is Oathbound by Tracy Dion, which Kayla mentioned at the top of the episode. I'm excited. I've been waiting to read Bloodmarked until Oathbound came out, so I'm really excited. I'm going to pick up Bloodmarked real soon and then read those back to back.
Brandy, if I told you that there's going to be another book after Oathbound, are you going to...
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's four
I
books.
I thought it was a trilogy.
Yeah, it's four books.
I was going to keep my mouth shut.
Wasn't it originally a trilogy? Am I crazy?
I think so, yeah. Because then she was like, there's more story to tell.
I think when she announced the title of Oathbound, like, a while ago, I think that's when she said that it was going to be four books.
Fuck. I'm still going to read it.
Won't be picking up.
No. I am, though, because you know what's crazy? I follow Tracy Dion on Threads, and she recently posted about, like, thank you to all my readers who have read my series, even though it's unfinished, because this is how I'm able to write the next book. Like, if you don't read the first one, I can't write the next one. Yeah, same. I own both of them. Yeah. I'm looking at it on my shelf. We went to an event with Tracy Dion. It's signed. We have fan art. Yeah, I'm gonna do it because I already in my brain had set aside time in March to read these. So,
you guys heard it here first. Check back in with Brandy to see if it gets done.
I've been sticking to my TBR pretty good this year. Pretty good. I'm excited about that one. I didn't realize Fan Service by Rosie Dannon, which comes out on March 11th. I didn't know that that was a fantasy book.
Well, it's like a paranormal fantasy. I think it's supposed to be like Teen Wolf inspired, you know, like he's a werewolf or something like that. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So paranormal, it could fit in either of the categories, you know.
It's her last paranormal book that I read was ass.
Your worst.
One did you read?
Yeah, Do Your Worst.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but I think I might be in the minority for that. I haven't really heard anybody else say anything negative about it. I follow a couple of Rosie stans though.
I have not read any Rosie Dannon books, so I cannot say.
Did she write really? The roommate?
Yeah, yes. I read that one, and Do Your Worst. I didn't like either of them, so I will not be picking up Fan Service.
Darn.
But you guys should if you want to. And then the last one we have for March in the fantasy realm is Sunrise on the Reaping. I can't believe that's already coming out. I feel like that was just announced.
I know. That wasn't that long ago, it feels like. It probably was, but
yeah,
time flies. Will you be picking that up, Brandy?
That one is by Suzanne Collins, for if you didn't know. It's the prequel to The Hunger Games. Well, it's in between the original prequel and the original series. It's still
it's a sequel to the prequel.
Yeah, it's Haymitch's Games. To answer your question, if I'm picking it up, Kayla, maybe we'll see. I don't know. It was kind of similar to what Kendra was just talking about. I'm so content with the Hunger Games story and the universe. Like, I'm so attached to those characters and that story and those books that I'm. Mm-hmm. I still haven't read A Songbird and Snakes or whatever it's.
The you haven't? Called. Okay. Mm-mm. I haven't either. Movie, I just didn't.
But
okay.
Yeah. I will say this one does feel a little money grabby to me because it was like
after
book
seeing
movie, same day, you know. So that part was interesting. And people's like, well, she doesn't write unless she's like inspired. Girl, money is very inspiring. Like,
yeah, that was probably true back before she was offered.
I legit think they saw how figures. Good the last movie did without, you know, Jennifer Lawrence at the helm. They were like, oh, we can still make money off of this. Go write another one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
I agree. Agreed.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Moving on to April romance releases. Oof, we have a big one coming out on April Fool's Day, April 1st.
It is not a joke.
Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez. I know how I feel about this book. How do you two feel about this book? Because we all read an arc of it last year.
I was disappointed. I went in with really, really high expectations. Even after you guys read it before I did and said it wasn't, didn't hit the same for you guys, I still went in with really high expectations because I loved Part of Your World. I loved Yours Truly. And I loved Just for the Summer. Like, I was like a sobbing mess.
It kept getting better
for
you.
Yes. It was. Those three were just like boom, boom, boom for me. So I did go in with really high expectations and I was disappointed. So.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I will, you know, probably talk more about this in a later episode, like after the book comes out, just kind of our spoiler thoughts on it. But yeah, same. That entire last trilogy was just like a home run. And that doesn't really happen, I feel like, with authors where every single book in a series hits really hard, you know? Usually you'll have at least one that's like okay or not very good, you know? But no, that entire series is like, you know, some of my favorites ever. So yeah, this one was disappointing to say the least. And that's okay though. Like, I'm not like, it's disappointing, but I'm not like that upset. I don't know. Like, it is what it is. You know,
it's not going to make me stop reading her books.
Of course. Yeah. Never. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the same. It wasn't happy place levels of what is going on here. Yeah. It was like, okay, like, this is something you wrote. Did not hit for me. Get on the road. But I do think a lot of people will like it. And I'm not going to... It's one of those books I can't knock people for liking it.
Yeah.
That's where I stand on it.
I'm not going to argue with anybody
about this book. That's exactly.
Yeah, I'll argue with people about a couple different
books. Yeah. We like to tussle. But that one, you can have it.
Yeah.
Also on April 1st, we have Swept Away by Beth O'Leary, which Kayla mentioned she is listening to the audio right now, thanks to our friends at PRH Audio. I think I might do that one next to you. Oh my God. So should we buddy listen, all of us?
Fun.
Yeah. I loved this book. Brandy, I hope you like it. It is very anxiety inducing. Really, it's a book that I think only Beth O'Leary could write. So... it's very ambitious of her, and you can tell.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean like her unique premises that she has, or like what do you mean?
Yeah, and the fact that she like she stuck to it the whole time. I think that could have been a book easily where like that was a setup and then something else happened, you know? But no, they are lost at sea and they need to figure it out.
It's very, it's very serious. Yeah.
Like, you know, it like wasn't
they
like
will
a little,
die.
Yeah. It wasn't just a thing to get you in the door. Like, no, like their life is on the line.
It wasn't a meet cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And yeah, like I think I would love to know how she plots and plans things because she's very good at it. And I've always said she's very cinematic in her writing, but not in like a complicated way. And in that one, like I felt like I was on the boat with them. So I can't wait to do the audio to see like what they do with it. So yeah, Brandy, I hope you like it.
I'm really excited. I just haven't been disappointed by Beth O'Leary ever, so
yeah.
It's interesting you say like her writing is very cinematic, which makes sense considering like every single book of hers besides Swept Away I think has been picked up to be a TV show, and two are actually there's episodes out that you can watch them only in the UK at the moment for the road trip. But you can watch The Flatshare, I'm pretty sure, on Paramount Plus.
The Brits love her. Like, People's Princess over there. She's just really talented.
Yeah. I'm curious to see when I, like, as I'm listening, if I'll feel the same type of anxiety as I did reading it. Obviously, I know the outcome, and obviously, it's a romance, so yes, of course, there is an HEA. They don't die, spoiler alert, which, like, you know, that's not actually a spoiler alert, but, yeah, but, like, I'm just curious to see, like, if I'll feel that same, like, oh, my God, you know, because that's how I was feeling reading that book. I was, like, scared, legitimately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then next we have No Ordinary Love by Maya Ariel that also comes out on April 1st. So big day on April Fool's Day. Maya Ariel wrote, what is the book called? It came out last year. I'm forgetting the name of it, but it was her debut. I can picture the cover, blue cover, black romance.
Very pretty. When I Think of You.
Yes, yeah, so Maya Ariel wrote When I Think of You. I DNF'd that book. I did not think the writing was good at all. So we'll see. And like, it's one of those things where the guy has a girlfriend for the majority of the book. I don't want to ever sit through that, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And it's not, like, fun, you know? Like, oh, like, it was like, oh, he just has a girlfriend. And it was a white girlfriend. So it's just like, I don't want to, like, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Not, yeah. So.
I don't think this is part of it's beautiful. And I don't, this is, I think, a standalone. I don't think it's attached to the other book. I'm pretty sure. So I'll be curious to see how it goes. I requested this one, so we'll see.
Then we have April 8th coming out. It's called Passion Project by London Sperry. Kayla Ann read an arc of this and loved it. She loved it so much that she compared it to Promise Me Sunshine. And I was like, whoa.
Okay,
so explain yourself.
I need to be so clear. I really enjoyed this book. Like, I rated it, I think, 4.5 stars. they're holding me at gunpoint right now. No, but I really did enjoy it. I thought it was a great debut. It's very, like, promising. I'm excited to see what she does next. And when I compare it to Promise Me Sunshine, I think you will understand why. It's, like, literally within 10% of the book, the premise is similar in the sense that this person, the main character, the female, is also recovering from a huge, huge loss in her life. And she's, like, you know, doesn't know how to live, basically. And I also think that the humor is very similar as well. I think the humor is very similar to Cara Beth Stone or other authors like Emily Henry. And so that's why I make that comparison. Now, the outcomes, you know, are still different. And, you know, I think that's part of grief. Everybody's outcome is a little bit different. Journey is different. And that's okay. But, you know, and Promise Me Sunshine is still one of my favorites of the year and will continue to be probably my favorite of the year. But this one I still think is really, really good. And I would recommend it to people who enjoy people like Cara Beth Stone or Emily Henry or even like Abby Jimenez. So, yeah. And the audiobook is narrated by Alex Finke.
I was going to say that,
So if you want to listen to it. Okay. I will be too. I'll be rereading it for sure because I want to hear how it goes. But yeah.
You guys really always say one. Alex Finke, but it's Alex
Finke. Is it Fink?
Okay, I don't say Finky. I say Fink.
Oh, okay, my bad. Just me, I guess.
Her Instagram handle is Fink About It.
Oh, cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cute. Finky About It.
Finky About Shut It. Shut. I'm quitting.
Kayla and I, she's going to like stop being my friend after today. It's been a rough day. Then we have Wild and Wrangled by Lila Sage. Comes out April 15th. Giddy up, cowboy. I am so excited for this book.
Me too.
It is the conclusion to Rebel Blue Ranch, which we have all followed Rebel Blue Ranch from the beginning for the most part. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe it's like already ending. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I love Dusty. I'm excited to see his love story. Seems kind of juicy. I really love the last book.
He's hot.
So, yeah, he's very
hot. The way she's written him, he's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that she's just gotten... Oh, he is. I think she's gotten better with each release. So I'm excited to see how this one goes for her. Especially because he's, like, a lot different than the other, like, male main characters in this series. He's not... And, like, these are people that, like, aren't always there on... Well, Dusty isn't. Isn't always on... Or no. Is it the girl? I can't remember. Who's not always there, like, with everybody else that doesn't live there?
Yeah.
Is it both of them?
Yeah, I mean, Cam doesn't live there. Yeah.
Yeah. And he just came back. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember, like, who was more... Not disconnected is maybe not quite the right word.
Well, I think
they're all
Dusty,
still close, but you get what I mean.
Yeah. Dusty's the one that's, like, he came back, you know? So he was gone for a little bit. But Cam's always been there, but, you know, she had her...
Right.
And this is... None of this is spoilers, by the way. So, yeah. We'll see. Yeah.
we're excited for this one, and I'm excited to see who's do we know who the audiobook narrators are?
We do not, but I'm really hoping that it's that she sticks with Jason mm-hmm. Clarke and Samantha Brentmore, just because I thought
they did mm-hmm. so good
when it awesome comes to episode. These like cowboy romances. That's why I guess like with Wildside, like I'm very excited for the audiobook because they pair together nicely reading these types of characters. Jason Clarke as a cowboy is gonna hit every single time. If it's mm-hmm. Teddy Hamilton,
Kendra's gonna sue.
I can't do it, you guys.
Sue for damages. Yeah
I will be eyeball reading it. No, I mean, I like him as a cowboy. Let me not. Then we have Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry coming out on April 22nd. Okay, so for everyone listening, usually with Emily Henry books, arcs drop in, I would say, November, the latest mm-hmm. December.
Yep. Nothing.
There have only been physical arcs of this book, mainly in the UK. There have not been any US published arcs yet. Influencers in the US have gotten UK arcs because of connections, but no digital arcs have been sent yet. Does that make me a little nervous? Yes. I would love to know the decision behind that, because I think Emily Henry is someone who thrives off of early reviews, whether they're negative or positive. Mm-hmm. Because people are going to pick up this book regardless, but no one's really talking about this book. So that makes me a little nervous. I know she has said that this book came out of her kind of, not in a rush, but like unexpectedly. She didn't think she was even going to have a book to publish this year, and then she got this idea and ran with it. I want to go in with no expectations. The description is giving kind of maybe a little bit Beach Read 2.0-ish. I don't want that, so hopefully I'm wrong, but we'll see. I want to love this book. Oh my God, I would get on my hands and knees and pray to whoever is listening, let me love this book. But we'll see if they answer. So
let me love you. I was blessed to be accepted into the Berklee program this year. While these two got kicked out. No, but listen. They're not giving me shit, because I was like, oh my God, I get to have the Emily Henry arc. No, they're not giving it. Nobody. Nobody's got it. So who knows? You know, we'll see.
When you get it.
I don't think like they're gonna. I don't, open. At this point, it's February. I really don't think that they will. I don't
Which
know.
Is
we'll
so
see.
Just
we'll
like see. Interesting to me that they're it's treating it
mysterious.
Like an SJM or what they just did with Rebecca. Like, you know, waiting until the last moment. I mean, I guess that's not true, because UK people did just get physical arcs, but physical? There's no digital arc floating. Like, are they scared? Like, what is she tackling in this? You know, that they don't want. Yet out, so I could be making a big deal out of nothing, and it's just the most like straight to the point.
No, I do. I think
ever,
I think but, it's strange, but
yeah, it's just weird. I don't know.
The vibes are off. You know.
Yeah, and like I feel like romance is a, I mean, every genre functions like this. But I'm just saying this because we're in the romance community. Like arcs really drive in this community. So the fact that like early reviews aren't happening for this,
I don't personally don't know that it necessarily means it's a bad book, but I'm like, what's the thought process behind not doing
it? I just think they're like trying to reposition her a little bit, you know, like put her above, you know. Which that part makes me feel a little icky, because I think you can still be as big as you are but still
for sure
function in the community as in like as your peers.
It's gonna, you know, like you see those videos on TikTok, like when an SJM book gets put out early and people make like a huge deal of it, like,
you
on
know
TikTok.
I was wondering
that's how it's
why
gonna
they,
feel like
yeah
you know what I'm saying, like if somebody puts out Great Big Beautiful Life in your random Barnes, you know, and somebody's gonna make a TikTok about it, it's gonna go about, you know, like it's gonna be like a huge thing. I like wonder if like
if they want to
achieve,
that's
kind of
like
how they want it to feel.
Give her like a big release day where like everyone's waiting at, like you think they're gonna do midnight parties? I know they did for Funny Story.
I think probably I would say
interesting. I don't know if it'll drum. I mean, Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros, do you guys know how much that book sold in its first week?
A trillion. I don't know. A lot.
It was the biggest like book sales week in 20 years. I think the last one was Harry Potter. Oh, a Harry Potter book. 2.7 million copies in a week.
What?
That's crazy.
I didn't hear anybody talk about it after Like, everybody said Iron Flame sucked, and then I didn't hear anybody talk about it until everybody was fucking rushing Target.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Yeah.
But it's Onyx. Now we're, like, kind of going on a tangent.
Yeah.
The Fourth Wing stuff, like, I know it's big because I see people on my personal Instagram post about it. That's how I know a book is, like, kind of, like, transcended, like, the reader space, you know? So, but 2.7 million?
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's Bible. Crazy. Bible, get your lick back. Come on.
No. Oh. Come on, Bible. No, like, dead ass. But, like, I'm like, you're telling me you outsold SJM?
Yeah.
You outsold the last Crescent City book? That is crazy. Oh, you know she's sick. You know she's fuming. Oh my God, we're about to get Akatara the next one so fast, just so she can, like, take her crown back.
She's
don't make that face, SJM.
Actually.
Don't make that face. Yeah, I hate that. Ugh. Anyways, and then finally, we have two more left in the romance category for April. King of Envy by Anna Wong comes out April 29th. You guys, I might read my first Anna Wong book again.
Really?
Why?
It's because the girl in this, she'll be black, she's Ethiopian, and I will be sad. I would love to know what Miss Anna did with her. I'm curious to see who's gonna narrate it, because usually she gets some pretty solid narrators, and I think they're usually all duets, so maybe I'll do the audio when it comes out. But I'm excited. The fans seem to be excited. There are already edits being made, like, people are eating down because the girl is a model, so they're using, like, there's a certain fan cast that everyone's been using, like, the, I forget her name, but she's a really famous black model that's, like, popping right now, and every edit I'm like, yes, like. So we'll see. I will be sad. And then lastly, we have Up Close and Personal by Anna Holguin, sorry if I butchered that. That also comes out April 29th. Kayla, you just read this, right?
I did. I just finished it. It was a read now for From Forever, and I think it was blurbed by Jessica Joyce, so I said, oh, okay, I'll pick it up. It's a debut, and I thought it was really cute. It's about this, like, really popular spin instructor, which I know maybe doesn't sound that interesting, but she's, like, a really, like, she's a super popular, like, social media influencer, basically, who's a spin instructor, and this guy who writes a profile on her, and them kind of falling in love throughout that process. I thought it was really cute, very charming. She's Mexican-American, and, yeah, I am very interested to see where this author Anna goes, because I think she shows a lot of promise, similar to how London Sperry was. I caught similar vibes. So yeah, some of the debuts that I've read this year have been quite good, so I'm excited for them. Okay, and then we have just a couple fantasy releases, both on the same day, actually. The first one, really interesting, Fearless by Lauren Roberts, which I don't think any of us will be picking up.
When does it come out?
April 8th. Oh my God, that's my anniversary. Cute. My husband and I. Both of you.
You're married?
Actually, yeah, I've been married. It'll be, you guys want to hear the crazy part? Is that it will be, that's the 7-year anniversary for us.
Oh my God.
Wild. Child that's bride, like, yeah, I know. Child bride joke, insert here, et cetera.
Damn.
Can I?
Beating you to the punch. Continue.
That's not what I was going to say.
Okay, what were you going to say?
When you live in Texas for 7 years, we consider you a Texas resident. So, like, you're, like, officially
really
a resident.
Married.
Yeah, like, 7 years in. Oh. Like, that's, like, congratulations. Damn.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
You child bride.
I'm just used to it, okay? I'm trying to get ahead of it.
Have to give you away, literally?
Wow. All right. Anyway.
You said you were waiting on it, so then I had to deliver. I wasn't even going to do it. I was trying to be nice.
You weren't gonna do it. I don't believe you.
Okay. I wasn't.
Okay. Hands up. But yeah, Lauren Roberts, I think, is embroiled in controversy right now with all the plagiarism stuff with her and Victoria
Aveyard.
Also, those
books are ass,
and they're also just not very good. So we shall pass. Is this the third in the series or the second? I don't actually know which. Okay,
is it the last
third
book?
I don't know the answer to that question. Apologies. You know what's, apologies.
It's not funny because, like, obviously you could be listening and this could be one of your favorite series, but I was kind of shook to see how many people put these books as, like, their faves of the year in 2024. Like,
four?
Almost every TikTok I saw, I was like, oh,
really?
Okay. Oh, yeah, like, wow. So many people were like, I read it's a very polarizing book. It was either this was like the best book I read, or it was the absolute dog shit worst book I've ever read. Why was it published? I know where Brandy lands. And then like I think the controversy inspired more people to hate read it. So, I mean, she's making money, so her publisher can't be mad. They probably want the conversation to keep happening.
They're like, yeah, go say that Victoria Aveyard copied you.
Yeah.
And then also on April 8th, we have The Geographer's Map to Romance by India Holton, which is the second book in the Loves Academic series, which I read the first one. The first one is called The Ornithologist's Field Guide to Love. And they're very fantasy light. They're super fantasy light. These are like adventure fantasy romances. They were so fun. I read this on audio last year. And again, the Brits, they kill the audio. But the humor is very British. It was really funny. And I had a really good time reading that first book. So I would recommend, and I probably will be reading this one as well. So, yeah.
And then moving into May, starting with romance, on May 6th, we have One Golden Summer by Carly Fortune, which
so excited.
I think all of us will be seated for that one.
Oh, I'm going to read that next. Mm-mm. I have the arc for it.
Ooh, yeah.
Extra sad. Yeah.
I've seen really good reviews for
same
it
so that's far. What I was just about to say.
No, dead ass. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, we can stay at the lake a little longer.
Yeah. The book is good. I'll give you a pass. That's fine, Carly. Yeah. If you're not aware, this one is about a character that is featured in Every Summer After, which I actually have not read.
Yes. So it's I
have to read it first.
Yeah.
You should definitely read it first. 100%.
I mean, you probably don't, but I think you'll like it more. I think you should meet Charlie in that book and see where he's at.
Yeah,
in life,
you need to like see the context, see how he acts. You need to read it first.
Okay.
So Charlie is the brother of the MMC in Every Summer After.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So yes, that'll be fun. What Happens in Amsterdam by Rachel Lynn Solomon comes out on May 6th. Kayla, you read this one already, right?
I have. Yeah, I enjoyed this one. I think my favorite adult book by her is still Business or Pleasure, but I still had a good time with this one. It's a marriage of convenience followed by this girl who moves to Amsterdam after her life kind of like falls apart, and she like runs into one of her first loves from high school, who was like a foreign exchange student when she was in high school. Oh, so so they like meet again in Amsterdam together, so it was really cute.
Nice. And then on May 13th, we have Can't Get Enough by Kennedy Ryan. Guys, why did I think this book came out in March?
No, dead ass, well, Brandy. I thought the exact same thing.
The other books in the Skyland series came out in February. Each one did, I'm pretty sure. Or like early, like Q1 of their respective years. So this one is a little bit later than the other two. I think that's probably why you thought that, Brandy.
I just like, I feel
also,
like I
a lot of people are reading it right now too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So. I missed it was Read Now for a second on NetGalley and I missed it. Mm-hmm. It's no longer Read Now. But I think I want to wait for the audio anyways, because I listened to Before I Let Go and I'm going to listen to This Could Be Us when my Spotify audiobook hours renew in 5 days. So
are they the same narrator, both of those? Because I didn't listen to them, I read them.
I'm not sure. But the narrator in the first one was really good.
Okay.
You know, I don't think so, at least not for Soledad. Because Soledad isn't she Afro-Latina?
Mm-hmm.
Am I making that up? Okay.
No, you're not.
I think. Yeah.
I don't know. I was just curious.
I could be wrong.
It was Jacoby Diem in Before I Let Go, who I...
Yo, he stays booked and busy. Oh my God.
He sounds good. Hot as fuck. Like, he's so good.
No, he's good. He did some of her grip... He did the Grip trilogy, which I've listened to, and yeah, he was really good.
He did Hookshot, too. I listened to that one.
Okay.
Is he also in Real?
I haven't listened to Real.
He might be the guy in Real, too. Real is very... Like, I liked Real a lot. It'll piss you off, but I liked it a lot.
I heard it's really emotional. I heard people... Yeah,
there's just something in it where you're like, Kennedy, like, damn, like, just drama, drama. That's like...
Drama, drama.
Yeah. It's meant to... She wrote it to piss you off, you know? So,
Yeah, so Can't Get Enough, May 13th. And then May 20th is a stacked day. The first one on here is Left of Forever by Tara DeWitt, which, you guys, I love this book. My Shayla. Like, I love this book so much. I think if you're a fan of Tara's work already, I think you will be so happy with this one. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
Agreed. Yeah, I really, really love this one too. I really want to re-listen to it, or reread it via listening, because it's Connor Crace, and I can't remember the girl's name, but it's Connor Crace.
Megan Wicks.
Thank you. Yes, who I feel like I've forgotten her name before, and you have told me, but yeah, I'm really excited to listen to this one.
Caught up by Liz Tom 40. She's got like a kind of deeper, gravelier voice. So I think a lot of people cast her when they're looking for that like kind of like sultrier voice. But I like her. I think she does a good job. So I'm really excited for the audiobook as well.
Yeah, same. And her covers are like stunning, phenomenal, beautiful, amazing, etc. Nice. So gorgeous. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah. Yeah, put it on your list. And then speaking of Liz Tom 40, Rewind It Back also comes out on May 20th. And it's the conclusion to the Windy City series. Guys, she posted a video of her like crying, or like a photo of her crying after she finished it and turned it in. I'm like, that's going to be me. Like, I'm sad.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see what she's going to do next.
Yeah. It's interesting because so far the series has functioned in like twos, you know? So like.
Yeah.
You had the first siblings, and then you had the second siblings, and then it's just Rio, which I guess kind of fits him because he is always just there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm curious. I don't know what my expectations are, to be honest.
Yeah. So. I'm really hoping she doesn't fall into that trap of like this, like the hyped last character. We see that often, right? Mm-hmm. Like the character that's been hyped the whole series. Everybody wants their book so bad. And then I feel like it's because there's so much expectation on it. I remember Lila Sage, after she had already turned in Lost and Lassoed, and she was writing Wild and Wrangled, but nobody had seen the crumbs of Dusty and Cam yet. She said it was so much easier for her to write Wild and Wrangled because there was so much expectation put on Lost and Lassoed. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. I wonder if Liz was feeling that kind of like similar pressure with Rio, because everybody's obsessed with him, which I'm not. I'm excited for the book. I'm really excited for the book. But I'm also like,
you didn't need it, is what you're like.
No, and like I just don't like. At no point in the series have I been like, oh my god, Rio's so sexy and hot. Yeah. Like, what?
I like that we don't know who his love interest is. I think that left a lot of doors open for her. So,
on my play along reread, I saw it again. I remember highlighting it and being like ?? when I was reading it the first time. But when he said there's only one person in the world that I'd say absolutely no to, I'm like, ooh. And the fact that's called Rewind It Back, I'm like, second chance. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't. Has she even like released the description? Because if she has, I haven't read it. So,
no, just the cover reveal. About it. No. Okay. Her name is Haley. That's all we know.
Oh, shit. Oh, fun. The only sad part is that this is going to be trad published. So if you were looking to complete your indie cover collection, I mean, I guess technically you can, because the covers will stay the same, but you're going to get that trad stamp on it. Which I'm like, damn. But like I said, this book kind of stands by itself. So
yeah. And also that original cover, that red cover, is actually a limited run, and it's going to go away. It's like first print only. I pre-ordered mine just to ensure that it matches.
Yeah.
And then, after that first print run, it's going to those fugly new covers. Yeah. I love you, Liz, but like,
Entangled. What are we doing?
Entangled. Yeah. Get on the phone with me. Let me help you out.
Because he's a hockey player. Like, what are we? Why is this like a?
Why is there a postcard on there?
They want it. They wanted some of Lauren Asher's nachos, but
so bad.
It just didn't hit. You know.
No.
Yeah. Also on May 20th, we have The Love Haters by Catherine Center, which her books are like, there are Barnes & Noble exclusive versions of them. They are getting printed in hardback first, blah, blah, blah. See, blah, blah, blah. But I have only seen like one friend like these books.
Kimmy likes most of them.
Yeah. Okay.
But one. And she hates the one that I read.
Okay.
It's called Hello Stranger. Worst book I read in 2024. It was so bad.
That's crazy. That's the face blindness one, right?
Worst book?
Yes. No, Kayla.
Face blindness.
Maybe if I like made a list of all the bad books that I read, but that's the one where I'm like, it makes my body like
it comes to
up.
Mind
like,
first.
It was just so awful. And it was awful because I can tell that she knows how to write. So it's like, why are you mm-hmm. writing something bad? It's one of those. And the character was just dumb, stupid, and slow all at the same time. Like, and like, they thought we were dumb. So I'm like, you can't, both of us can't, like, you know, like, it was,
you're
it
not
was
allowed
so
to
bad.
Both be dumb.
No, like, it was, stupid. And it was set in Houston too. And like, so I'm just like, oh, like, get this girl out of Texas.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Dude,
they're getting a bad rep to us. It was so dumb. Oh my God.
You don't
sorry
like
to everyone
anyway,
that liked that
so
book.
So it's fine.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, I still like books set in Texas. It makes me feel at home, but God. You know what? You're right. I don't like Houston. So maybe that swamp of a city deserved a book that bad. But they, so, oh, it was so bad. You know, actually, okay, I'll get off this horse in a little bit. What made it worse is that it was narrated by Patty Murin, who I think is actually a really decent narrator.
Yeah.
So, like, she couldn't save it. In fact, I think she, like, you know, she was giving her all to it, which just, like, that's how I knew the character was stupid. Because I'm like, oh, you're making it believable.
It's you. It's not me.
Yes. Oh my God, it was so bad. Anyways, I hope the Love Haters is good.
The last one that we have for romance in May is Along Came Amor by Alexis Daria. That comes out on May 27th.
Have you guys read any Alexis Daria books?
Yes, I read Take the Lead by her. It was like Dancing with the Stars inspired. It was actually pretty decent. There are like a few plot things that like pissed me off, but like character wise, I thought it was pretty good. The guy was like very hunky, blonde guy, lived in Alaska, so like Jonah vibes a little bit. Not Jonah, but the vibes. Yeah, and it was like it was decent. Yeah.
The series that this is, it's the third book. I don't know the series name, but the series that this is a part of, Along Came Amor, those covers that I'm picturing are like really pretty. They're very like telenovela-y. But
well, I think
like,
I think the series is like they're all actors or like they work in entertainment. Yeah, at least the first one.
Okay, well that makes sense.
Yeah,
but they're very pretty. So,
yeah, slay.
Agreed.
Cool. And then lastly, we have fantasy for May. We only have two. Coming out on May 13th, we have A Curse Carved in Bone by Danielle L. Jensen. I know these two are seated.
Yes,
seated. That's correct.
And what is this a sequel to?
A Fate Inked in Blood.
Okay.
Brandy, do you know how long the series is actually?
I think it's going to be a trilogy, but don't quote me on that. Okay. The first one was very divisive. I was shocked at how divisive it was because I really enjoyed it. It definitely didn't make like my favorites list or anything like that, but I really enjoyed the audiobook and I had a great time with it. But I've met some friends who hated it. This is not a book I'm willing to like duke it out with, duke it out for, I should say. But I really liked it and I will be seated for the next one.
Same.
And then we have The Night and the Moth by Rachel Gillig coming out on May 20th. I actually, the cover alone, I'm like, oh, this looks pretty cool.
Stunning.
So, yeah. If Kayla's like over here like a little kid, like, so
I'm
excited.
I'm so excited. Oh my God.
Too.
So if you like it, I'll consider it.
I'm so excited. This was like, I like don't know if they will put it up, but I have been like stalking NetGalley for this. It's not up. But
you got physicals, right?
Yes, but not me. But yeah, I am so excited for this.
Have
I love Rachel Gillig. I have, yes. I emailed, but nothing, but that's fine. Yeah, if you didn't know, which I'm sure you might have if you've listened to this podcast, I love the Shepherd King duology by Rachel Gillig. It's one of my favorite fantasy duologies, like, ever. And yeah, this one I'm so excited for. She's been teasing it for so long. Since I started following her after I read One Dark Window, the first book, before Two Twisted Crowns was even out, she was like talking about this book and writing it and everything. So I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Wow.
So me too. I'm superseded.
Kendra, your wow was
wow.
No, I'm
wow.
I'm excited for, you know, when your friends are excited, I'm excited.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
If you like it, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what that means. Yeah, those are all the releases that we're excited for this spring. Will we get to all of them? Mm-hmm. Probably not. Will we get to most of them? Maybe. Will we get to a fraction? Yes. If we missed anything, again, please let us know on our Instagram at bringyourownpod. And maybe there will be like some hidden gems, you know, that aren't even on our radar that we'll pick up and will become our entire worlds, which usually happens for us throughout the year. So that's what I'm most excited for. Like, what are the
ones that aren't on our radar?
Yeah.
There's always some surprises. Mm-hmm.
Ready or Not was a surprise last year.
Ready or Not. Magnolia
Parks was a surprise. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, was it Definitely Better Now? Ava Robinson, that was a surprise last year. What else? So there are lots. So
yeah, we can go on and on.
Cannot wait. We will probably do another one of these later on in the year to do maybe some like summer, fall releases that we're excited for. And yeah.
If you enjoyed listening to our radar release or you found it helpful in any way, we'd really appreciate if you could rate and review this podcast. It would mean the world to us. And while you're at it, while you're on your phone, just hop over to Instagram, give us a follow at Bring Your Own Pod. All of our personals are also linked in our bio over there and in the description of this episode. So we hope to see you over there. We're always yapping on Instagram. So join us and we will see you next time.
Bye. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.